This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There is a tape of Epstein and Donald Trump discussing, wait for it, women! Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. I know it's hard to believe that men actually discuss women. And get this, rich billionaires discuss women. They actually have a tape of Donald Trump discussing women with Jeffrey Epstein. The horror, right? I know. Two grown, wealthy men discussing women. Because, you know, men don't do that. Real men don't discuss women. And, hey, don't tell anybody this. Real women don't discuss men. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Welcome again. The horror, folks. And, you know, when they found this tape of Donald Trump discussing women with Epstein, I'm sure it was supplied by the Russians and WikiLeaks or whatever. Yeah, or maybe Christopher Steele had something to do with it, because God forbid men discuss women. Here's what I bet. I bet you, discerning listeners of the Kevin Jackson Show, don't know any men who discuss women. Well, outside of me, I'll admit it, because I have the guts to admit what I know to be, quote, common sense, and I do discuss women from time to time, or have. I haven't in a long time, but I have done it. So I'll admit it. I know it's tough for people to do that, but I shall. Donald Trump discussing women with Jeffrey Epstein. That certainly ties him to Rape Island, doesn't it? And the Lolita Express. That certainly exonerates Clinton and Prince Harry and all the other leftists that Pelosi's daughter alluded to, some of the faves that may be caught up in the Epstein scandal. They so want Donald Trump desperately to be involved with Jeffrey Epstein. And here's the deal, folks. Nothing is going to come of it. Yet the desperation oozes from every pore of their body. Donald Trump actually laid out his accomplishments recently, and the biggest part of what he said was, what more could we have done had we been unimpeded, had the Democrats treated America as one America, if we had done things the way we should do them, and all be all for one and one for all? What could we have accomplished? So here's Donald Trump actually talking about this at a rally that he held in North Carolina. And I know, before we go into the clip, I know the leftists will have you believe nobody showed up. I mentioned Cory Booker had, 57 people show up to a rally in New Hampshire. They won't report on the numbers. They'll tell you, Kamala Harris is rising in the polls. Joe Biden is, he challenges Donald Trump to a push-up match. Just for the record, Joe Biden can't do a push-up. They get that man down into a push-up, he better have a girdle on that somebody can lift his butt off the ground. But anyway, here's Trump talking about his what would happen, asking a simple question.
And the reason we have to, not only to do new things, which we will, and, you know, statutorily, and we had all sorts of artificial witch hunts over our head. Can you imagine if we didn't have to go through that hoax? I don't know that we would have done any better. To be honest with you, I think we've done more in 2.5 years than any president ever. First 2.5 years. But could you imagine what it could have been if we didn't have the witch hunt? You said it. I won't say it because it's a terrible word. So I will not say that this guy said if we didn't have the bullshit. That's right. No, could you imagine if we didn't have the time wasted, the time and everything, Can you imagine? And you know, a friend of mine said, maybe you wouldn't have done as well. Is that possible? That could happen. Maybe we would have had too much time on our hands. Who knows? But I can say nobody in their first 2.5 years has done anywhere close to what we, not me, what we've all done.
Donald Trump saying what we've all done, not him, not taking credit and saying, look at me, understanding that without you, the support of the American people, he is nothing. Barack Obama was Donald Trump says we accomplished this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm no pro-Trump zealot. I'm just a zealot of the truth and a zealot of results. See, that's the only way I've ever measured myself, is results. You can talk to me all day long about, ooh, I'm this and I'm that, blah, 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 blah. And I go, hey, what are your results? One time when we were interviewing for a guy that I was going to work for, I didn't want the job. I really didn't. So my boss goes, well, you want to be part of the interview process to see who you'd like to work for? Sure. This guy comes in. I look at his credentials, and he's telling me how much he sold and all this. And I finally said to him, I said, how big was your team? Oh, I had eight direct reports or whatever the number was. And I go, well, great. How much did they do? And so, oh, well, you know, they were a good team, but, I mean, I led the charge, you know. And let's just say, I don't remember the numbers, but it was like $80 million. He said he was responsible for $60 million, but he had a team of eight. I said, so seven other people, eight people generated $20 million, and you generated $60. And he goes, yeah. And I thought to myself, if I were running your company, I would ask you, why isn't your team more effective? I mean, as a leader, shouldn't you be teaching them more how to generate $60 million since you can do that by yourself? And what I sniffed out was it was BS. It was BS. And they hired the guy anyway. I worked for him for a couple of months and they fired him. I'm telling you. And I recommended they not hire him because I said he is a blowhard. He's not going to do what he says. His numbers don't back up what he's saying. If, first of all, he should give credit to his team if they generated $80 million. He should say, my team did $80 million. And then he should say, while I was responsible for a big portion of the business, I had younger players, and I'm really more proud of what I was able to help them generate. I would have been pushing my business to my team. I would have rather my team get the credit than I get the credit. See, that's the difference. And that's when you know you're sniffing out politicians and the wrong people when they want the credit. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about, folks. I promise you, a vibrant show today. We're still searching for that elusive Democratic message.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm still waiting on that elusive Democratic message. What was it? Better, better, better. Better, better, better. We're going to give you better taxes. We're going to give you better tariffs. We're going to give you better jail. What is better? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The Democrats have no better to offer. Let's just be brutally honest. They have no better to offer. They offer higher taxes. They offer more illegals. You know what the message is of Democrats? Pure and simple, anti-America. How do you sell a message to the American people that you are anti-America? You have to have some gumption to say to the American people, you know what? I value the Mexicans and other illegals more than I value you. I value terrorists more than I value you. I cheer for other countries more than I cheer for America. I don't cheer for us in trade. I don't cheer for us in negotiations on nuclear agreements or anything else. I am completely anti-American. And let me tell you, the hammer of Thor, I've been asked this question about Donald Trump. I was asking on a radio show. The hammer of Thor is coming down on leftism, political correctness, and anti-Americanism like the Democrats have never seen. God forbid, at some point in the near future, Americans on the left actually start loving this country and caring about it. 844-551-8255. 8255. Every day, folks, we inch closer to justice. We inch closer to the America that you and I know and love. Every single day. You can thank your lucky stars that you have somebody like Donald Trump who is willing to confront this nonsense. And we're going to get into this this racism of Trump, because the left seems to think they can focus on that and that's going to be their calling card, when in fact, it's just another nail in the coffin. Every day we get closer to justice. Trump is not going to have to fight the Democrats because their credibility is shot. Pelosi called Donald Trump a racist after Trump tweeted that the freshman congresswomen need to go back to their homes, their home countries. And the left went a conniption. Oh, the three of them were born in the United States, and one of them, only one, is from Somalia. Well, that's okay. Let's just look at Somalia. I tell you what. Ask, what's her name? Ilhan Omar, if she's willing to go back to Somalia. She's got a great reputation now. She's a world leader. Is she willing to go back to her home country and change things? The country that her parents had to leave and seek asylum because it's such a crap hole country? Is she willing to go back? I tell you what, ask everybody who supports Ilhan Omar, are you willing to go live in Somalia for a year? Go live there for a year. We'll even put a time limit on it. Because let me tell you, if you can survive Somalia for a year, congratulations. I'll get to a story about that in a bit. They wanted a resolution in the chamber, 240 to 187, solid GOP opposition except for four congresspeople, carries no legal repercussion, carries nothing. They say it should embarrass the president that he tweeted that the people who represent America should be more respectful of this country and should be more interested in the citizens of this country than they are in their own little political gamesmanship that they're playing. And if they aren't, then they should go home. Go to their countries of origin. AOC, that's Puerto Rico. For you, it's a protectorate. They can't pay its bills, whose governor is apparently a womanizer. Anti-Trump Puerto Rico. We're about to leave. I don't know. Is she Lebanese? Go to Lebanon. How do they treat women in Lebanon? How do they treat women in Somalia? Why do you want to come here and press the issue? And as for Pressy, or whatever her name is, Presley, the black chick, find out your ancestry DNA, because it is of African descent, and go to those countries. Because let me tell you a little secret. Here's a dirty little secret for black folks. They won't want to tell you this. Put a gun to their head and say, hey, black man, you don't like America, huh? Kaepernick, where do you want to live? Because we'll send you there. If Kaepernick had to go live in an African country of half of his heritage, because he's Italian and black, if he had to go live in one of those countries in Africa, wherever his heritage is, he would cry like a baby. He'd be begging to come back to America. Yep. Unified GOP front, with the exception of four people, Fred Upton of Pennsylvania, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Fred Upton of Michigan, Will Hurd of Texas, and Susan Brooks, who's going to retire. She's from Indiana. So she gets she did it because she just, I'm out of here, so who cares? Will Hurd was under fire, barely got his congressional seat, barely retained it. Every one of those people, I'm going to bet you, gets primaried and is gone. And not from a Democrat. Justin Amash, he left GOP. And, of course, he sides with the Democrats because they're going to embarrass President Trump. If the Democrats have learned anything, they should understand you're not going to embarrass Trump. Donald Trump didn't care what you think. But David Catron of the American Spectator really started getting to the heart of this issue in an article that he wrote. It was called The Cliche of Racism. And here's what he wrote. It's increasingly obvious that the Democratic Party is moribund, and that its members know it. In a desperate attempt to survive, they've declared war on a chimera called racism, which they insist is endemic to American culture. Now, let me stop there for just a second and explain the chimera angle, the idea that things are opposite, that exists in the body, everything's flipped. Because that's what it means. It means that it's flipped. I think if I'm right about this, a chimera has two sets of DNA. It's really freaky in the human body. They can test you in one area of your body and get DNA, and the other side is completely different DNA. I saw it on like an episode of Law and Order. Well, that's what racism is. The Democrats have two racism DNAs, one that they use to accuse you of and the one that they actually possess, that is themselves. That's the deal. So the fact that he described them as a chimera, I find very interesting. But they want you to believe that America is a racist culture. It is in our DNA, when in fact, it is not. It is part of their DNA. And what Democrats want you to do is they say, take my DNA from this side where it looks like I'm not a racist. But really and truly, they're a chimera. On the other side is where their real heart lies. Because they are vile racists. He goes on to say this, left-wing Democrats call centrist members of their own caucus racist for voting their conscience. Freshman Democrats accuse the Speaker of the House of racism for requesting that they behave with decorum. See, these are people that don't want to follow the rules. They believe they can be whatever they want. They call themselves the squad. And they say, we're going to go usher in this new America. Well, guess what? I think you understand this, and I believe their base understands that they are doing a disservice to the Democrats who've already done a disservice to themselves. And I love them. I love that these people are bringing crazy out of the shadows and into the forefront. You used to think Pelosi and Schumer and that ilk was crazy, right? Not anymore, because you know you're seeing real crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 43-year-old Brooklyn man is accused of becoming an ISIS sniper and weapons instructor. The man was born in Kazakhstan and is a naturalized citizen. He's charged with providing material support to a terrorist organization and was arrested and transferred to the U.S. from the custody of the Syrian Defense Forces. He's due in a federal court in Brooklyn later today. Talking with reporters on Friday, President Trump says he's unhappy with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
I'm unhappy with the fact that a congresswoman can hate our country. I'm unhappy with the fact
that a congresswoman can say anti-Semitic things. I'm unhappy with the fact that a congresswoman, in this case a different congresswoman, can call our country and our people garbage. That's what I'm unhappy with.
The president also says that Omar is lucky to be where she is. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Arise with a sense of righteous indignation to support this resolution. I know racism when I see it. I know racism when I feel it. And at the highest level of government, there's no room for racism. It sows the seeds of violence and destroys the hopes and dreams of people.
That was race pimp John Lewis, member of the Congressional Black Circus, one of the clowns, and he says he knows racism. John Lewis was one of the Freedom Riders, and he got beat up crossing the country. I mean, if there's anybody that understands real racism, it's John Lewis. But he's become such a sellout that John Lewis says, what Trump did, protecting America, is racism. The America that allowed him to go from getting his butt kicked on a bus going through the South, getting beat up by Democrats, to becoming what? A Democrat leader. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm reading an article from the American Spectator. It talks about the cliche of racism, the idea that the Democrats have made racism so blasé that nobody even cares. It's like, whatever, racism. Racism's racism. That's where we are. I know you're sick of it. The idea that racism is endemic. I was all over, I don't know how many places I can go in the country, come back and tell you I had a great time. I was in Denver, Colorado. I opened up a speech with, what's up with you white people? And it was 2,000 white folks in a room. I felt nothing but love. By the way, I was voted number one speaker. So everywhere I travel, I'm overwhelmed with white folks and underwhelmed with racism. I don't see it. Maybe I just don't have the eyes to look for it, but I don't see it. I go places, have a great time, eat food, enjoy the company of many, many people of all different ethnic backgrounds or whatever, and get back and just think to myself, what a wonderful country. But John Lewis says he recognizes racism. You want to know why he recognizes it? Because he is one. Total racist. That's why he recognizes it. Yeah. They want you to believe that this country that has a black president is still has endemic racism. Now, if you want to buy white folks, go for it. I mean, I wish I had something to sell you that stupid and I could laugh at you as you sent me money every day. But that's what we do. We pay for this nonsense. Anyway, the article goes on. All Democrats insist that all Republicans are racist while attributing all GOP election victories to racial gerrymandering, racist voters, or both. So in other words, when a Republican wins an election, it isn't because of the people's the people choosing that person for their ideas, it's because that group of people is racist. But when Democrats win, it's because they fight on the high plane of great ideals. Again, what have I taught you about Democrats? They tell you the opposite of what they are. They have no high ideals. They don't fight on a high plane. They fight in the mud because that's the only thing they know. And this call of racism is going to backfire. They said, every Republican president is racist by definition, particularly if your name is Trump. Meanwhile, and I love this part, in order to signal that they are also on the side of the angels in this epic battle against bigotry, the news media wield their mighty pens on behalf of the noble cause. Textbook example of the assistance they offer to the party of Jefferson and Jackson can be found in the New Republic, a column titled Trump and His Deplorables. The author is Matt Ford, and he begins by praising Hillary Clinton's 2016 observation that you could put half of Trump's supporters into what she deemed a basket of deplorables. And Ford goes on to explain that Hillary Clinton has been vindicated. Vindicated. 30 million Americans are deplorables. Here's what he writes. 2 years into Trump's presidency, deplorable seems almost kind. It's clear by now that racism is an animating force of Trump's presidency, yet many of Trump's supporters and most of the Republican Party still back him after every bigoted slight and discriminatory policy he makes. You believe that? He adds, yet many of Trump's supporters and most of the Republican Party will still back him after every bigoted, slight, and discriminatory policy he makes. They may not be willing to admit they agree outright with everything he says or does, but their continued political support makes the distinction meaningless. So he's accusing you of ignoring Donald Trump's racism because of your blinders, or maybe because you conservative women are getting beaten by your mates. Now, this gentleman writes this. The problem with that passage isn't merely that it's gratuitously defamatory and demonstrably false, but that it tends to reinforce the sense of moral superiority that defines progressives like Ford and the politicians who actually take them seriously. It creates a positive feedback loop that allows both to justify outrageous behavior that neither would consider without mutual encouragement. It permits journalists to delegitimize those who disagree with them about Trump, and also permits Democratic lawmakers to take the floor in the House of Representatives and accuse a president of racism, knowing full well that it violates a decade-old parliamentary rule, that they shouldn't be criticizing him. They have no way of proving that, outside of the fact that it isn't, let's add to that, it's basically completely fundamentally false, but they don't care. They've got the high road in this because they fight for an ideal that you're not fighting for. I was riding with a leftist on the plane, and he was explaining to me, Kevin, surely you as a black man want this help that I'm giving you. And I was like, really? You think I need your help? I said, that's rather condescending for you to assume that I need your help. You assume, he said, well, maybe not you, but there are black kids in these ghettos. And I go, oh, okay. So you're talking to a kid who grew up in poverty, who's one of the very people you claim you want to help, and then you think you're going to be my savior. I'm seated right next to you is a living example of why I don't need you, and you still think I do. And he kept referring back to this ghetto kid. And finally I said, you know what? You do a disservice to the ghetto kid. That kid will eat you for lunch. You guys have heard me explain this. A ghetto kid. I would love for that bleeding heart leftist that I flew on the plane with to go survive 2 days in Compton. If he doesn't find him a little ghetto kid, he's deader than disco. It's patently condescending. It infuriates me. This superior attitude that leftists have, and they don't even see it as that. They see it as, Kevin, why don't you want my help? Well, why do I need it? It's like I'm in a fight, and I'm just smoking a dude. Pop, 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 pop. And a guy comes up and taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, I think you need my help. And I would go, no, I think I've got this under control. Why don't you get out of my way? Crazy. ridiculous that this man wants us to believe that in with the evidence, folks, with 2.5 years of evidence, this guy Ford wants you to believe you're still a deplorable. A stock market through the roof. More women employed than in any time in history. More blacks and Latinos employed than any time in history. Trade agreements being worked on that favor America for a change. Manufacturing jobs moving back in droves. Lowest unemployment in decades. Highest consumer index, happiness index, whatever, in decades. And I could go on. And he wants you to believe that you need to feel like a deplorable. Can we play the rest of that John Lewis clip?
The world is watching. They are shocked and dismayed because it seems we have lost our way as a nation, as a proud and great people. We are one Congress, and we are here to serve one house. The American house, the American people. Some of us have been victims of the stain, the pain, and the hurt of racism. In the 50s and during the 60s, segregationists told us to go back when we protested for our rights. They told ministers, priests, rabbis, and nuns to go back. They told the innocent little children seeking just and equal education to go back. As a nation and as a people, we need to go forward and not backward. With this vote, we stand with our sisters, three were born in America, and one came here looking for a better life. With this vote, we meet our moral obligation to condemn hate, racism, and bigotry in every form. Thank you.
As I listen to that, it's funny because John Lewis certainly wants to appear to be Martin Luther King-esque. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about this idea of racism, the cliche.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Been talking about this article written in the American Spectator about the cliche of racism, the watering down of racism. This is a good thing. I was on a radio show. They said to me, Kevin, what do you think Donald Trump's doing to this idea of racism? I said, he's destroying it. Like the hammer of Thor. Everything the Democrats saw, it's racist. They cry racism for everything that's out there. And you're to the point where you're finally saying, you know what, I don't even give a crap. Good for you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I've been saying this for decades, ending identity politics. It has been the mantra of the Black Sphere organization. It has been the mantra of Seeking Educational Excellence. .org. It has been the mantra of the Tea Party community. .org. Get over this idea of America being racist. There's only one reason we continue to have this discussion. It's a five-letter word called money. It is the only reason we have this discussion. Money. If the Democrats don't have the ability to make somebody a racist, they lose the money. Because
And here's the way I really want you guys to pay attention, and you white folks, when you stop worrying about being called a racist, when you say, you know what, screw you, the money goes away. The Democrats will have to figure out a new money angle, and there's really not one. You could go the feminist angle. Feminists are smart. They got in on it. The LGBT community got in on it. The Muslims are getting in on it. But once you break the back of racism, all the rest of those will go away. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The writer of this American Spectator article that talked about the cliche of racism says this. This brings us to a question very few have bothered to ask about Trump's Sunday morning tweet storm. Was it actually racist? He says, I didn't even bother to read the tweets when they first appeared. Nor was I moved to do so in response to the subsequent uproar. Everything the president says or does is intentionally denounced by the Democrats and their media allies as racist, crazy, cruel, or crass. So it just sounded like another day at the office for Trump. I finally got around to reading them and failed to see the catalog of crimes his critics claim to see. Not that mere facts matter to the Democrats or the social justice warriors of today's media, as Goldie Taylor makes clear in the Daily Beast. And here's what she says. The president is a racist. On Sunday, he claimed that newly elected progressive Democrats originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, more corrupt and inept anywhere in the world. And he told freshman reps Ayanna Pressley, Tlaib, and whatever you know, outspoken Democratic women of color who challenge the administration's inhumane policies to leave the country. Now, the guy writes, but he didn't do anything of the sort. First, none of the tweets contain any reference to the race of any congressional candidate, not a single solitary syllable. So how precisely can Taylor honestly denounce him as racist? Moreover, it is by no means clear that he is referring to all four of the congresswomen, women she names. He pluralizes some words for general effect, as I did with journalists, as he put in this in the paragraph above, and this is hardly definitive. The tweets were obviously about Ilhan Omar, a Somali immigrant who routinely gripes about the racism, cruelty, and injustice of her adopted country and throws in the occasional anti-Semitic slur just to keep the pot bubbling. Now, the Democrats haven't said a word about her anti-Semitic stuff. And he'll get into that here in a bit. I'm just reinforcing what you're going to learn about it. But more importantly, this wasn't about racism or race. This was about people elected who are supposed to be following you, who are supposed to be representing you. And instead of doing that, they seem to have a fascination with everything that you are for. They're against it. They are for Mexican immigrants against you. They are for the Muslim Brotherhood and terrorists and against you. They are for the criminal element that already exists in this country, whether it be black thugs or MS-13 gang members. They are for them over the population. They are for sanctuary cities that protect these thugs over the very people who pay the taxes and make sure that we live in a civilized society. What more do you want the president to do? You want him to roll over and say, yeah, Ilhan, you came from a crap hole country like Somalia, a country you wouldn't dare go back to for any reasons at all because they'd kill you. And you want to come over here on a asylum with your family and then accuse us of being a bad country. Well, pick another country and go back. Now, the president, he did comment on this. I'll let you hear this real quick.
Moments ago, let's listen.
Congresswomen should leave if they're not happy. Where should they go?
It's up to them. Go wherever they want, or they can stay. But they should love our country. They shouldn't hate our country. You look at what they've said. I have clips right here. The most vile, horrible statements about our country, about Israel, about others. It's up to them. They can do what they want. They can leave, they can stay, but they should love our country, and they should work for the good of our country. All right, thank you very much, everybody.
Well, there you have it. They should work for the good of our country. It has nothing to do with race. But here's what I want you to understand. The least common denominator in America can make this distinction. They get it. They understand exactly what Donald Trump is saying. This is America versus
anti-American. I met with Congress. I was busy for a few days, which is why we ran a few best-ofs. I was busy. I met with Congressman, and he says to me, Kevin, we were doing Q&A. He says, how should I handle this? He says, I get a call from media. They want me to respond to the president's racism in these tweets. And he went on to finish it, and I said, well, first of all, the first thing you should have said is, I'm happy to respond to the president's pro-American tweet. And they would have been, well, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm happy to respond to the president's pro-American tweet. See, Ilhan Omar is not representing America. She's representing something else. When she considers our country a bad country, and she is an immigrant who came here who doesn't even love the country, we should be looking for ways to get her out. You shouldn't be a representative of the people of America and hate the country. So I'm happy to talk about the president's pro-American stance against anti-American congresspeople. And these anti-American congresspeople have one thing in common. They work for the left. I don't care whether they have an R or a D. They work for the left. The four congressmen who sided with Nancy Pelosi in calling Trump a racist are leftists. Or they're leftist enablers. That's what I would talk to you about. So the president was 100% right to talk about this. And I could go on. Look, CNN did a focus group, and they had a group of people that, you know, if you want to talk about the president's racist, and I could go into polling as well that tells you the majority of Mexicans, of Americans of Mexican descent, want these illegals deported. But CNN did a focus group, and here was what these people came back with in the CNN focus group.
I'm a brown-skinned woman. I am a legal immigrant. I agree with him.
You don't think that's racist to say that?
Not at all.
Actually, I think it's a demonstration of how their ideology spills over. Even though they're American now, so to speak, they're not acting American.
I'm glad that the president said what he said, because all they're doing is they're inciting hatred and division, and that's not what our country's about. It's not about that at all. And
isn't that what the president does with some of his own comments, his own racist comments?
But he didn't say anything about color.
That was a CNN focus group. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. CNN focus group. They were thinking these women, some of whom were of Hispanic origin, were going to be, you know, blasting President Trump. These women are like, no, we agree with him. These are anti-American people. Let me put it to you another way. Sometimes you can have a revolution with a few people. And the squad, as these women like to call themselves, they think they've got a revolution going. But what they're doing is they're ruining things for the Democratic Party. I said earlier, they're showing that as crazy as Pelosi and Schumer and Nadler and Schiff and many of these other Democrats are, there is another layer of crazy beneath that. And that's what many of the constituents of the Democratic Party want to pretend doesn't exist. They want to pretend, no, look, we have our reasons. We stand on the high ground of this moral idea. An ideal we want to accomplish with blacks and women and LGBT or whatever. And then you get people like Omar and Ocasio-Cortez and others that come in and go, yeah, and pile on in such a way that even the crazy Democrats start to recognize, what have we done? This is going on all across the Democratic spectrum. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to wrangle it in. They try to laugh it off, but it's no laughing matter for them. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.